I'm sitting in my living room on a new radio. I believe it's a Niseku WT2 Pro.
Okay, so how is that going through Echolink or All-Star? It just sounds pretty clean. It sounds like you're going through the network and not through RF. I was just wondering if that's if it's like one of the POC radios, maybe? I'm not sure.
Affirmative. It's linked directly to an All-Star node.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me, so just wanted to let you know that. This is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and this is the Absolute Tech Mint. We're just wrapping it up here tonight. Let's do one more round of check-ins. If you would like to check in to tonight's net, in and out, and we might have to answer a quick question, let us know. If you'd like to check in, give us your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
Net control, this is. Whiskey 2, Alpha, Juliet, Victor. Whiskey 2, Alpha, Juliet, Victor, with a question.
November, Victor 7, Sierra, Sierra. November, Victor 7, Sierra, Sierra. In Nevada, in and out.
This is Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. That Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu, Paul in Wellington, New Zealand. I'll be in and out, thank you.
Right, let's go ahead and hold it up there. We had station Paul, Zulu Lima 2, BEZ. Good evening, or actually probably good afternoon, or good evening. Okay, no, good morning. Yeah, I don't even know. Okay, let's see. Let's try. We had Kenneth, NV7SS, who is in and out. And we had Anthony, W2AJV with a question. Anthony, go ahead with your question.
Good evening to everyone on the net. And my question is, I have a clear node, and I can't get Echolink to connect. So I wrote to Gary, and Gary told me to validate W2AJV-L with Echolink. And I have an Echolink node number. I thought it was validated. Could you or someone tell me what steps I need to take in order to do this? W2AJV, back to net control.
Okay, so let's see. So you've already verified your call sign and sent them a copy of your license and everything, and you can connect with Echolink on your phone and stuff like that?
That's correct. I can go into Echolink and connect with no problem.
Okay, so do you have Echolink installed on your computer?
I believe I do, but if I don't, that's easy enough to do.
All right. Well, I don't use Echolink that much, but I have done it in the past. And so from the computer, it looks like if you go ahead and log in with, you say you have a dash L, is that right? So you would go in, log in with your call sign dash L, and that's what you have programmed into your ClearNode. And then you can go into menu help and validation, and then there's an option to validate a link or a repeater. So don't choose the single user portion, choose the one that says a link or a repeater. And that's what I'm getting from the internet. Now, I've done it. I would have to pull out Echolink on my laptop and look at it and see exactly, but I'm sure I did some sort of a process similar to that. But it doesn't seem like, it seems like I only had to register with my license one time, and then you just have to add in the L, and yeah, I guess it would be the L. So I don't know. Maybe there's somebody else out there who's gone through this before and can give me a better answer. Please let us know. Call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
Yeah, well, good evening here in Vermont. Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Golf Delta, KC1, DD. I didn't hear what the question was. Could you repeat that?
Sure. I'll have you give us your call sign one more time here in just a second. But he's trying to connect his ClearNode to Echolink and is having issues, and Jerry, the developer of the ClearNode, is telling him that he needs to validate his ClearNode on Echolink, but you can't do that from Echolink, so from ClearNode, so I think he's going to have to do it from the application. I don't know, and maybe you are familiar with that and can answer that. Give me your call sign and name one more time.
Yeah, I absolutely apologize. I am definitely the wrong person to answer that question. I've been doing this for just about 2 years this summer, and so we're learning the ins and outs, so I wish them the best. But my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Delta, KT1VDD, and I'm from a small town called Brownington, Vermont. I was at station in Anchorage for 3 years back when I was in the service. So.
All right, KG1VGD, thank you for checking in tonight, and we're here every Tuesday. So we're running out of time here, so let's see. Let me find this part right here. I'd like to thank everyone who has participated in tonight's Absolute TechNet, as well as those in the background keeping the net running. And thank you, Chris VE3RWJ, for being out there and keeping me on track tonight. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time when Jeanette KI5SSR's topic will be the new hands net. So if you're a new ham or know a new ham, make sure they check in. This is Scott, N7FGP in Jamestown, New York, closing the net. We will be switching the system over to for the Colorado Astronomy Net coming up at the top of the hour. So please hold all transmissions while we make that switch. The Colorado Astronomy Net is coming up next at the top of the hour. 7-3, everyone. Have a great night. This is Scott, N7FGP. Good night.
Kilo Juliet, Mike Echo Lima.